and welcome to the inaugural episode of the Main Street Vegan Podcast. I am Adair Moran, and I am here with my mother, author Victoria Moran.
Hi, everybody.
You might hear some strange noises during this podcast. That is because my two dogs are in the room with us. They just could not stand to be left in the other room. So they have a couple of Nyla bones to keep them happy, and they are chewing a little loudly. So we apologize for any distraction, but it's keeping them happy.
But these are special birthday bones. We believe in celebrating any chance you get. It happens that Adair's birthday and mine fall in the same week. So we've celebrated today. The dogs have their new bones to chew on. And we went to lunch at Pure Food and Wine. Was that fabulous or what?
It was good. I'm not as into the raw food as you are. Sometimes I kind of feel like, oh, this would be really good if it was cooked. But, you know, today was really, really fantastic. I got like a seaweed salad.
Yes.
It was good.
Your seaweed salad was great. I got the Caesar, which I always get because they sliver very thinly the most amazing cashew nut cheese on the Caesar salad. It's incredible. And then lovely Sarma, owner of Pure Food and Wine, sent us gifts. So we had these wonderful collard wraps with cabbage. It was almost tuna-like. Did you get that taste?
Well, I've never had tuna, so
oh,
I don't know.
Right.
But I'll take your word for it. And the desserts were beautiful.
Oh.
I think you got a picture of it. So we'll post a picture of these desserts up on the Main Street Vegan blog. What did I get? It was called a moon pie. It was like chocolate with this vanilla stuff in the middle. And then we got this lemon bar that they sent complimentary. All right, I need to stop talking about our lunch because I'm going to get hungry again.
But I got coconut pudding. I can't leave that out. It's vanilla pudding. It's nut-free. So many people say, oh, raw desserts are too full of nuts. And if you don't like nuts, you can use other things. And coconut milk and coconut pulp can just do so much. Gosh, it was yummy.
Yeah, I really liked that these desserts didn't taste like sometimes it just tastes like a lot of ground up nut butter with some cocoa, which, you know, is good, but sometimes you want something a little different.
Well, Pure Food and Wine knows what they're doing. They are just superb. I mean, we're so lucky being here in New York City that we have so many wonderful restaurants, vegetarian, vegan, raw. There's an Ayurvedic restaurant. We are really, really lucky. And I know we haven't always lived in a place like this.
No, even, I mean, most of my my growing up was in Kansas City, Missouri, and we did a pretty good job, I think, of finding really amazing vegan food in a city known for its barbecue.
Yeah.
Like, people are shocked when they hear that I was a vegan growing up in Kansas City, and I go, no, we had amazing, you know, Middle Eastern and Ethiopian and Vietnamese and all this stuff.
Yeah, Kansas City's a great food town, and now there are wonderful vegetarian and vegan restaurants. I love Eden Alley that's underneath the Unity Church in a beautiful part of town called the Country Club Plaza. There's a wonderful restaurant called Food F-U-D, and I hear that Kansas City is getting the only Cafe Gratitude outside California.
Well, I remember my favorite place there, which is still in existence, was always Saigon 39, the Vietnamese. I still see friends from Kansas City posting about going there on Facebook. And, I mean, I haven't lived in Kansas City for over a decade now, but I still see it and I go, oh, Saigon 39 noodles, I want some.
Well, this is one of the things that people can learn to do if you just have a little bit of assertiveness, and that is to ask the restaurant to do what you like. Because Saigon 39 had some vegan dishes on the menu, but they did these beautiful soups that we really envied, but the soups all had chicken broth and we weren't able to eat them until one day we asked Mimi, the lovely owner of the restaurant, if she could do it completely vegan. And she did. So we started getting these wonderful soups with rice noodles and all kinds of vegetables and tofu in them every time we went there. And whenever we'd feel like we were coming down with a little sniffle or something, we would order our special soup. And it's great to have a special dish at a restaurant. Restaurants love to help you.
I do have to throw in, though, as someone who has worked in a restaurant, be really nice about it. Like, nothing makes your waitstaff more angry than somebody who comes in and demands, I don't like anything on the menu, make me this. Nobody likes that. So I got to throw in there, tip your server well, be really, really nice about it. And, you know, when you're nice, you usually get what you ask for. I mean, it's true. The nicer you are, the more people want to help you out.
This is true. And as vegans, we just want to be nice to everybody, the people and the animals too. Sometimes you get the question, why do you care more about animals than people? And it's not a matter of more, it's a matter of all. And certainly with being vegan, oh my gosh, what we're doing for the planet and for individual health and for starving people around the world, it's all good.
It is, and I think when you say that one of your reasons for being vegan is human rights issues, you get this weird blank stare from people who don't know what that means.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, you can look at eating a whole foods, plant-based diet and living compassionately in other ways in terms of clothing and cosmetics, and there's really nothing wrong. I guess some people could say that it can be expensive. Well, it can be, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, when you were growing up and we were vegan, there were times we hardly had anything. I mean, I was a single mom, and at one point we were living in a little cabin in the central Missouri Ozarks. I was writing for health food store publications, and we were pretty much going hand to mouth, but there was never a problem getting good food.
Well, and I think people also have to remember being healthy is more expensive than being unhealthy. It just is. You know, getting good fresh produce and quality products at the store is always going to cost more, whether those are vegan products or not. You know, getting good quality meat costs more than getting cheap, gross meat. So I think that looking at just the cost issue doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, a vegan person can live on the, you know, college student, like, ramen noodles and crackers and microwave popcorn diet. It just doesn't make it healthy. It's cheap, but it's not healthy.
Right. Plus, you save so much money by staying healthy. I realized as I was writing Main Street Vegan that our food bill is so much lower than what we spend on health insurance, because my husband and I are both self-employed, so we pay our own health insurance. And even though I put a lot of produce through a juicer, I eat organic almost entirely, go to some of the nice farmers markets, the food budget is so much lower than health insurance, and I would sure rather spend it at the market today than the hospital tomorrow.
Well, and I also find, I mean, everyone in our family, vegan or not, has always been pretty prone to sinus issues and colds and things like that.
Yes.
And I definitely notice that when I'm taking good care of myself and eating well, I don't get colds as much. And when I get a cold, I miss work. And when I miss work, I lose money. So I think you're right. It definitely all comes out in the wash. And
in
the end, I think it's definitely worth spending that money at the grocery store.
Yes. And it also is worth spending money on birthdays, which
yes.
is the topic of
our
podcast.
Our topic,
today.
Which we kind of forgot about. Our topic is birthdays, because we have birthdays very close together. My mom just had hers last week, and mine is tomorrow. So that was kind of why we were having our Pure Food and Wine lunch today, a little co-birthday.
And the celebration ethos, it's big in our family. I mean, my mom was a great celebrator. I remember one of my favorite childhood memories was when I was 6 and a half. We had a half birthday. So I really believe in celebrating, and being vegan, I think, makes it even more fun because it's a little bit different. You know, it can be a little bit quirky. What was your favorite birthday as a kid?
My favorite birthday? I don't know. That's a really hard question. I mean, I remember every birthday. And, you know, they were always so fun as a kid. There were always games, and there was always plenty of food. And no kid ever said, you know, why does this hot dog not have meat in it? I mean, I think you always made pretty normal-seeming stuff for my friends, so nobody thought it was weird. Yeah, and I mean, we always had vegan cupcakes and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's really easy these days, especially because so much is known and there are so many recipes available. But we could always fall back on the very first recipe in Main Street Vegan, which was my mom's wacky cake, which was a recipe invented during World War II when eggs and butter were rationed. And it's a very standard American-style two-layer cake that you could frost up, you know, even with the frosting from the jar if you wanted to. And I think we've evolved a little bit now, and we don't use refined sugar, and we don't use a lot of oil, and we wouldn't buy the frosting from the jar. But, you know, if you want to do that, your birthday's only once a year, so...
Yeah, junk food is fine as long as it's only every now and then. I think that's also another misconception, is that vegans don't have any indulgences. You know, we eat nothing but sprouts and wheat germ all day long, when you can definitely have indulgences. You know, I love the occasional sweet treat or fried food or, you know, night at the bar or whatever. And I think that it's definitely not correct to assume vegans never have any fun.
Oh, vegans have more fun than anybody, because I think we've looked at some of the most difficult things that are going on in this planet. We get it. You know, so often people say, don't show me those animal videos. I don't want to know. But those of us who know accept that that's happening, and we know we're doing absolutely all we can. And because we're doing all we can, we can go out and have fun. I mean, if you've ever eaten with a lot of vegans, it's almost like we're food obsessed. And I think it's because for such a long time we did have to eat pretty simply. But now, oh my gosh, if you go to a big natural food store or a wonderful vegetarian restaurant, it's not hippie land anymore. It's not granola. And what did they say in that Woody Allen movie? He was ordering at an L.A. restaurant, and he said, I'll have the mashed yeast. Not anymore.
Yeah, I think it's true. You can definitely be a vegan foodie now if you so choose. And I mean, that's not to say that there aren't super healthy things to eat out there, but you have a choice, just like anybody else. And back to our birthday subject, I'm thinking back to my childhood, and like, I remember going to my friends' birthdays. Like, I think you would usually send me with a vegan cupcake so that I had a cupcake along with everybody else, but I don't recall that ever being weird. I think, you know, my friend's mom would give me my cupcake while everybody was having theirs, and nobody really noticed. And yeah, it was always pretty easy.
Yeah, people are quite accommodating.
Well, I think especially now when, you know, kids, oh, my kid can't have gluten and my kid can't have peanuts and, you know, my kid doesn't eat refined sugar. I think it was just another one of those to most people, so it was no big deal.
My favorite birthday in my adult life, I think, was one about maybe 15 years ago when I invited over for lunch several women, each of whom had a quality that I wanted in my life. So I invited one woman that I thought was just a wonderful, wonderful mother. I invited somebody who was really achieving in the business world and really seemed like a grown-up to me. There was somebody else who was very spiritual. So all these qualities that I wanted, I gathered around the table and just set the intention that those would be qualities I would grow into during the year. Now, I know that's a little woo-woo for you, but for me, it really worked. So, you know, anybody on the woo-woo fringe, if you want to try it, I recommend it.
Well, before we close up this birthday podcast, I'm going to sort of answer your question of which birthday was my favorite. I don't know if I really have one favorite, but I'm going to share a birthday tradition that we had when I was growing up, which was my favorite food as a child and still now was always Ethiopian food. And when I was growing up, Kansas City didn't have an Ethiopian restaurant. I know now it has at least one, which was fantastic the last time I visited. But so it was tradition that every year you would make me Ethiopian food.
And it's not easy.
It's not easy because you have to make, they don't use silverware. They scoop it up with this bread, this stretchy injera. And I remember for every successful piece of injera, there were about three pieces of kind of mushy, falling apart, throwaway bread. So this is why I only got this cuisine once a year on my birthday. But it's a tradition that I have not quite grown out of. And every year for some birthday celebration, either with friends or just with family, I usually go for Ethiopian food. And so this year I'm trying a new place in Hell's Kitchen. Inviting a lot of friends. We're going to have our Ethiopian food and then go to a bar nearby and have some beers. And it's a great cuisine because the vegetarian options are fantastic. It's so delicious. And, you know, there's meat for the people who aren't into the vegan thing. But it's also, you go out for an outing like that, people maybe order their meat, but they see what you ordered. And they see, oh, that looks good and normal and delicious. And I think that's a good way to show people that you can be vegan and still have a great night out.
Oh, absolutely. Ethiopian cuisine was where I learned to love greens. They do a dish called gomen, which is collard greens spiced so exquisitely. I never knew that anything that green could be that fabulous. And now I tell people your plate should look like a Christmas tree, mostly green with splashes of other bright colors. So thank you, Ethiopia.
Yeah, and they do amazing lentils. And like my husband always says that, you know, it's stuff like hearty lentil dishes that give him that satisfaction he used to get as a meat eater. And that's how he manages to be a satisfied vegetarian. Well, anyway, before I get off on another cuisine and another favorite restaurant, I think we should probably wrap wrap this up for today. But be sure to go on mainstreetvegan.net, check out the blog. We're going to post those pictures from our lovely lunch at Pure Food and Wine, and post all the information in case you want to go try it yourself. And we will see you next time on the Main Street Vegan Podcast.